At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I'm there.
And then I have a new show I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
Yeah.
You started watching it or what?
I finished it.
Oh, you that quick, huh?
We watched it all weekend.
Huh.
We binged it. It's not even on TV.
So, okay. And then, how the hell am I going to watch it?
I don't know.
Been to find out. Oh, man, I can't wait to start it off with my favorite segment. Don't worry, though.
No Arnold today. He has Mondays off.
Hey, what did you... Dude, I want to know your post. I don't understand how you did that. It was hilarious.
Hey, when left to my own devices on a boring Friday.
I don't know, but I don't know where you got. Did you see it somewhere and you found that script?
No. My original, damn it all, turn this down. My original idea was, what if I just make up a fake article about us? Just like something stupid, like a website, like Ballsack. People get ballsacked with fake sports articles.
Supposedly, we got ballsacked with the Adrian Peterson stuff, but I don't know.
So I just sit there and daydream, and I thought, what if I made up a fake article that said, Lunchbox, Sizzin, right now in a battle with two different podcast companies, and I just made it up. The whole thing's fake as fuck.
And see if it takes off.
Oops. Didn't mean to say that. Sorry, guys. The kids are in the car.
I like it.
Get them to school. So I said, what if it's totally fake? Just make it up. Then I got to just jack it around. I was like, well, why go after us? Because that could like get us in trouble. Why not just always put everything on Arnold? So I went to this fake newspaper website and put Arnold caught lurking on Broadway. And it was all made up. Arnold.
It was hilarious.
I'm going to read it.
Then let's start the show and then read it. Like, I mean, we'll start the show and then you have time to pull it up. But all I mean, right. I laughed and then people were like, is this real? I'm like, guys.
Arnold's make-believe. That's why we can never get in trouble for it.
He's not real, but it's hilarious.
But he has Mondays off.
Right, Arnold?
Oh, yeah. He's off today. He told me to say that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's off today. I got to remember that on Mondays. Don't do the voice on Mondays. All right, we're doing the intro.
Yeah.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville. I moved with Baser. We no longer live on the west side. Justin still messages me like I live over there. I'm trying to tell him I have a new life. I live in the country. We don't have any crops. If you want to say, we have straw and Bermuda.
What do you have straw for?
The straw helps the grass grow.
Oh, it does?
But eventually we'll get the straw.
And then you'll just have straw in your yard?
You do at the very beginning. And I heard there's a guy down the road who'll pay $36 a bundle. And we got 4 bundles in our garage, so you do the math, Bubba.
Okay.
Here's the message. It's the Nashville Sun, and they make it look like a real newspaper. I don't know. I just found this website. And it says, Friday, February 23rd, Arnold, sore losers, lurking. You had to keep it to like 4 words. And then the article reads, the intern for the critically acclaimed Sore Losers show was charged Friday with lurking at Nashville bars. He allegedly would follow groups of women into a bar, stare at them in a very odd way. They would sit at a table and he would post up within earshot of their table and lurk with a bottle of Bud Light. He was reported and charged at 3 a.m. Friday morning. Lunchbox and Sizzin bailed him out on a $25 bond. Lunchbox paid the jail through the app Zelle. Because you always talk about Zelle on the big show.
I don't know where. I have so many questions. Did you just start Googling fake websites?
Yeah.
Fake. Okay.
Because I told you it all started with making something fake about us. And then I said, wait, we're bulletproof if I just put something on Arnold.
Yeah,
just
instead make of up blaming
something,
us.
Yeah, just say Arnold killed somebody.
Okay.
Like, well, Arnold killed a man on Broadway. The police call us
excuse me. We got a tip that Arnold's wanted in a shooting. Well, no, he didn't. Not, like, where is Arnold? No, Arnold's make believe. No, okay, guys, stop. Where is Arnold? Is he in the studio? No, he's off on Mondays. Okay, guys, quit. You're abating a criminal. Like, you're hindering our prosecution, investigation, whatever. And I don't know. Try to explain to him that it's fake. That would be no.
So, yeah.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Now my question is, how'd you sleep last night?
That was one of them. Dude, why did you go to that? I just told Lunchbox before that, I go, hey, dude, we got to hit some of our main segments, and I notated it. Where are the five? What? I put it on here.
Well, yeah.
But we got to do the intro, so we got to go.
We didn't have an intro for how'd you sleep last night.
Well, there's always got to be an intro for a segment.
Okay. Hey, Ray, how'd you sleep last night? There you go. How'd you sleep last night?
Awesome. I went to bed later because we were finishing that show. So 7 and woke up at midnight. So 5 hours.
Okay. So you're running on a little bit of steam.
Baser. Remember what I had a couple weeks ago sickness wise?
Yeah.
Baser's got it.
Oh, no.
So she hates me right now. She woke up coughing. Her voice is deeper. She kind of sounds like a man.
Oh, yep. Not attractive.
And she has her energy. She still eats and stuff, but doesn't sleep well, coughs, blows her nose all the time. I mean, she's constantly blowing.
That's not good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so she's mad at me, but I hope she's over that. But I had a great sleep. Dude, I woke up unbelievable. I felt ready to take on the world.
Yeah.
You? How'd you sleep?
Man, I'm going to tell you, last night was better than the two nights before because on Friday, my four-year-old's like, I mean, it's like 6 o'clock. And he's like, Dada, I don't feel good. Is it okay if I just go to bed?
6 a.m.?
No, the 6 p.m.
Oh, I was going to say the big show started by then.
And I'm like, yeah, you can just go to bed. And he goes, all right, I think I'm just going to go to bed. And he goes downstairs, gets in bed, like, lights out, everything.
Downstairs? You guys got 3 floors?
No, we have 2 floors.
A basement and a mid-floor?
We have, you walk in, then there's a downstairs.
You never said you had a downstairs.
Yeah, I've always, we have the loft, they have the downstairs.
That's 3 floors. And also, why does your wife not go there during the tornadoes?
Oh my God, we do. We went in the crawl space, which is the basement.
Okay.
Anyway, he goes down to bed. And we're like, all right, I mean, I guess he's going to bed. And he comes back about 10 minutes later. Dada, can I eat dinner with you guys?
I mean, what's this kid doing? He's partying like he's in college.
And I'm like, yeah. And so he takes a few bites. And he goes, can you save it? I think I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, I'll put it in a bag.
So he goes to his room, goes to bed, comes back about 8 minutes later. Dada, can I watch some Paw Patrol?
But this isn't how you slept. This is
so leading up to it.
Continue.
So I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. And they finally all three go to bed, and then it's all night. It is all night. He's waking up. Dada, Dada. What's up, dude? Can you go to the bathroom with me?
You guys need a night nurse.
Yeah, yeah. That would be great. That's Rich.
Rich.
So we...
In this economy?
Right. So we go to the bathroom. Next time, Dada, Dada. Will you come down and go to the bathroom with me?
What the?
And I go into his room. I stand there. I'm like, hey, are you going to come to the bathroom? He goes, no. Put my blankets on me.
He tricked you with the okie doke.
Okay, so.
You pulled the wool over my eyes.
Put the blanket on him. Hour later.
And you're in bed at this time?
Yeah. It's like 2 a.m.
Oh, I was up already.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, what? I run in there. Hey, he's still asleep, dude. He's having night terrors. He's hallucinating.
Let him cook.
And I start like freaking out. I'm like looking it up on my phone. I'm like, what?
Oh, exorcism.
I'm like,
get the beast out of you, boy.
I mean, he's thrashing around. He's sweating. Bro.
What'd you do? You just got to slap him.
No.
Wake him up.
No. It says, do not wake him up. I'm here. I swear to God, I thought he was possessed.
I come by you by the name of the Blair Witch.
Dude, I literally thought he was possessed.
Okay, well, when he's in second grade, don't let him read about the Salem witch trials.
I started freaking out, and I start Googling it, like, going, dude, my kid is, like, going all over the place, and I'm telling him, hey, stop, stop, and it says, do not wake him up. So then I'm like, all right. It just says, stay there until they go back to sleep, and that way they don't hurt themselves.
I didn't know you guys had a thruple. You, your wife, and parent Google.
My wife's still asleep. She's not in on this. This is all me.
So you're the only one witnessing the exorcism?
I'm only watching the exorcism.
The exorcism of Emily Rose!
And I'm like, all right. And so finally he just lays back down, snoring within 2 seconds. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I woke up like 4 times in the middle of night Friday. So I'm exhausted.
Wow. And that'll carry over.
Carries over. Carries over. Because then the youngest baby box, he woke up at, you know, 5 in the morning. Friday night, like just, well, Saturday morning, I guess, is what it's called. It's Friday night. You go to bed, and he is standing up in his crib, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, I get out. I get out. I'm like, no, it's still the middle of the night. And he goes, okay. And he lay back down. So I got up out of bed at least 4 times in the middle of the night. Saturday night.
You sound like a night warden.
Dude, it was rough.
It was rough. It's a jail raid, not a house.
Saturday night, same thing. 4 times.
Again?
4 times. Just waking up, waking up, waking up, waking up. Last night. One time at 11 o'clock, I think it's my 2-year-old. So I go down there. Once again, it's the 4-year-old having night terrors.
Why are you checking on the kids?
My wife doesn't hear it.
I thought it was her job.
She doesn't hear it. So she did it.
Ray, that's sexism. Hey,
she did it Saturday night. She let me sleep, but okay. I could still hear them, but I didn't get out of bed.
I'm getting you guys a night nurse for Christmas.
Thank you. And so I go down there, and he's doing the exorcism thing again. I'm like, all right, stop. You've got to stop.
Don't wake him.
I didn't wake him. He goes back to sleep. Cool. About midnight, the 2-year-old starts, and kind of moaning. And I'm like, what in the world? So I go down, go to his room, and I'm like, it's okay. Shh, 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 shh.
Count the sheep.
No. Then the 4-year-old just pops up.
The exorcism.
Dude. He pops up and is just sitting there in the bed.
So what'd you act like? You were just a fence post?
No. He didn't say anything.
I'm not moving.
Dude, he is just sitting there. He's not saying anything. He's not moving. And I'm like, this is effing creepy.
I would say it's something about Nom, but what is he, 3?
He's 4 now.
Yeah, he didn't.
And I'm like, shh, telling the 2-year-old, shh. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. You can go back to sleep. 4-year-old just sitting there. And I'm like, what is he doing? Is he just staring at me, planning on, like, knifing me?
With Blair Witch, you got to look for the crosses. That's when the real weird shit happens.
Well, so finally the 2-year-old stops crying or moaning, and the 4-year-old is still sitting. It's been 8 minutes, and he's just sitting there. And he hadn't said a word. So I just kind of go up and kind of push on his shoulders, and he just lays back down on his pillow. Never said a thing. Dude, it is.
How did you learn that technique?
I didn't. I just kind
of. You have the touch of an angel.
It was bananas in my house this weekend. So sleep has been weird and strange, but last night was the best night of sleep because that happened at like 11, 1130. So it wasn't like I was in a deep sleep. Then they slept the rest of the night. But dude is on one.
Dude, your house sounds like a fucking brothel.
It does. And it felt like it. It felt weird. It felt strange. It was.
And once you're up, I mean, what are you gambling then? Or
no,
what
I fall back to sleep like that.
No, Ray, I ain't that addicted.
No, Ray, I can fall asleep in 2 seconds. My wife, if she wakes up, she stays up for the next 2 hours. Me, it's like 2 seconds, I'm back to sleep.
Same with Laura. So, they should sleep together. We should sleep together.
I'll pass. So that is how
did you sleep last night?
Yeah. Great.
And these were the other segments. That one's getting a little rusty. Vegas memories, that can just be sprinkled in.
That can be sprinkled in.
Because
I told you,
I listened to an old episode, and our Vegas stories were so awesome.
Right, but we haven't been to Vegas in 7 months, dude.
Our newest, really favorite segment,
grocery store stories. No, stories from the grocery store.
But it's alliteration. It all works together.
Okay.
Arnold on X.
We haven't done that in a while.
Texts from Justin.
That's a good one.
Emails from the losers.
Yes. But we here's the thing.
How'd you sleep last night?
We can't do all of them every episode, or else that's all it'd be.
I'm just putting our segments.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You need to keep a list.
I got it.
Thank you. Now, this is the hot topic. Court storming.
The place at the mall. Hot topic. That's where they got all the kinky.
That's like all the skater
stuff. Chains and fur and all that shit.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about court storming. I've told you for years.
I think I got some strawberry nipple gel in there.
What the
Do they still have Hot Topic?
I don't know. I've never shopped there in my life, Ray. I don't know. Let me.
Well, there's a mall next to me, but it's slightly blighted.
I don't really go to the mall very often, so I'm not quite sure what is in and out. But
I heard the mall by me at this point has no fountains running, and they're basically burning furniture in the middle of the fucking mall.
Oh, my neighbor.
It's not Green Hills, apparently.
Right? My neighbor, I did see him last night in the alley, and he said, hey, we're headed to Hawaii tomorrow.
What was he doing on the alley? Is he back on the crank?
No. No. See,
was never on it.
We have an alley that runs behind our house. That's where the trash cans are.
I don't have an alley.
I know. We do. I've never experienced it. It's really cool. I love it. You never miss trash day, but sometimes the trashmen miss your trash. But I'm out there throwing some trash in the trash can, and he happened to be out there at the same time. And I said, hey, man, how's it going? He goes, hey, just so you know, we're going to Hawaii tomorrow.
Day, that's rich in this economy.
He said his daughter is finishing up.
Finda.
Something at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, she's fin to finish up.
She's going
to
be a doctor. And then she has to go somewhere else for the last part of it.
Yes.
And so she has 2 weeks off. And so she hit them up months ago and said, hey, I'm going to have these 2 weeks off. I'd like to go to Hawaii with you guys. And he said, when your kids are older and they want to do something with you, you do it. You don't ask questions. He goes,
hey, Dad, I want to go to Paris. That's not the worst advice I've ever heard of.
He said it is very rare that your kids want to do something or they have the time to.
Well, this alley just took a sad turn.
So I'm just talking.
You're
like,
talking
cool.
About the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, are you, Mark?
I said, so, man, you're going to Hawaii. That's cool. He goes, yeah, I just wanted to let you know. So if the house catches on fire, he goes, and you need something to burn, just throw it in.
What?
I thought he was going to say, here's my phone number. If my house catches on fire, let me know. Instead, he goes, dude, so if my house catches on fire, just add to it.
Hell of an insurance plan, or he's fine living on the island?
He's fine living on the island, I guess.
Have fun. I'll watch your life. I'll lay her.
But he's like, if you got any trash you need to throw in, just throw it on top.
Funny joke, talking about your house burning stuff down.
And then I was like, all right, man, have fun. Have a good trip. He goes, all right. I was like, never been to Hawaii, man.
So man, dude, he hit you with Hawaii in the alley.
Hit me with Hawaii in the alley, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go to work tomorrow, and I'm going to record Sore Losers podcast, and like 362 people will listen to it, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, see, I don't know about the low-key flex yet. I haven't really met – the neighbors I've met have been very quiet, reserved women. Not being sexist. It's just women conversation. So it's
yeah.
How are you? Hey, how are you? How are you? Hey, how are you? It's all that it is. If I meet a bro, I'm still curious. Am I going to go low-key flex, or am I going to just – oh, I work in the city. How are you doing? Yes, Raymond. How are you? Yes. Or am I going to go, what's up, bro? Yeah, I'm Sizzin. Yeah, we got a potty we launched and then also nationally syndicated nationwide.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to come out.
I know that.
Ray, you came out?
My neighbor, behind the one behind me, him and his wife.
Whoa, he was behind you.
Well, no, his house is behind my. No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Yeah. This weekend was wild. Holy hell, God.
He doesn't low-key flex. I know that him and his wife work in the same office, and then they bring their dog to work every single day. I do know that. That's what I know.
Dream job.
That's all I know.
Well,
that's
maybe not working with the wife.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah, trust me, I've been run on honeydews and errands when my wife's working from home, and I'm like, I could never work with her. She just bosses me around with a laundry list every day.
The one thing is, they do take separate vehicles to work.
Same business, though. That's same not economical. Same business.
It's bad for the environment.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're not green earthers. They're not tree huggers.
We are in a beautiful time period when you can either go to work or stay from home. It is cool that they're able to both go into work together. What a time to be alive. I mean, it used to be lumber mills and rail yards and women going to their jobs. Men and women never work together. That's crazy. They can go to the same office place.
And bring their dog.
Yeah.
But back to the court storm. I'm going to tell you all about it.
We got lost.
Yeah, right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Everyone is up in arms. Wake Forest storm the court. Oh my God, they stormed the court and Filipowski got hurt.
My arms are up.
Duke's guy got hurt. He twisted his ankle and now they're saying ban the court storm.
That means we need to go to Vandy or Belmont and storm before
they
gotta
win
it.
A game first. Vandy doesn't win games. You can't court storm when they don't win.
Rupp Arena, I don't give a shit. Kentucky.
No, here's the thing. I've always been against court storms.
Ray, don't say like, Rupp.
Act like you've been there before, but I guess when you're a lower-tier college, when you're not used to winning, and you beat a big dog, it is pretty exciting.
And they were the favorites. They're 1.5-point favorites.
Wake Forest was the favorite. They still stormed the court. And I get it. It's Duke. Wake Forest basketball has been irrelevant since Tim Duncan left. I understand.
And we were at the lodge near our place. We watched it. I didn't even notice the guy get hurt until all the media stuff.
No, did you see the video?
Yeah, I watched it. I was watching it live. I didn't know this guy break his nuts.
Oh, he fell over like he was dying. He had all the people surround him. Here's what I'm going to say. Kyle Filipowski got hurt because he tried to trip the freaking guy running on the court.
What?
My belief.
No.
Yeah, that guy wasn't going for him.
Wait, are we starting the crime pod?
Oh, you better start the crime pod.
He was the aggressor and then became the victim.
100%.
Wow.
My opinion is he was the aggressor. They showed the overhead view and he stuck that right foot out there and he had the elbow extended because he was ready to give the guy a shove and the guy hit his ankle and his elbow never reached the guy. So he got hurt because he tried to trip the guy. The guy was running right past him, was not trying to run into Filipowski, was not trying to get in Filipowski's face. Filipowski put his foot out there to try to trip that guy.
Boot up your ass.
Because he was pissed off that Duke just got beat by Wake Forest. Mm. And he was mad that the little Demon Deacons were storming that court.
Demon.
And he
Demon Deacon, that's what was in your kid, the demon from the night before.
You're right. And he didn't like it. And he stuck his foot out. So if you're going to ban court storming, don't do it because of Kyle Filipowski and Duke of Duke of Duke of Duke got hurt. That Filipowski cat stuck his foot out. That's the only reason he got hurt.
And the reason we went to Crime Podcast there, of the top 100 podcasts, the biggest market share, Crime Podcast. So we're just playing off of that. It really wasn't a crime scene. I didn't feel good doing that.
It was a crime scene, though, because then the two head coaches are shaking hands, and the Duke coach, I mean, he acts like there has been a murder on the court.
Well, that coach was behind K, right?
Yeah, he turns around, he's throwing people out of the way, and they have a little mosh pit around Filipowski, like, don't get near my guy. Don't get near my guy. I'm going to escort him off the freaking – and then you got a little dumbass kid. He's on there, and he sees Filipowski, and he gets his phone out and starts filming, like, dude stuck his foot out. That's all I got.
All I have is there's a documentary. You can look it up. You can research it. It's somewhere. ESPN put it out. The viciousness and the speed that people storm the courts, there have been kids that have gotten concussions. There have kids that have become crippled. Basketball players, there are kids that have never played the game again because of court storming. I watched some unbelievable documentary, and you really do think about it. Wow, they're running 20 miles an hour all in one direction usually around the exact same spot on the court. It is a very vicious, violent, attacking motion that is allowed. It doesn't seem like it should be allowed. Of all the things that got canceled, I am shocked court storming has not been canceled yet. But hell of an angle you brought us with.
Yes. What? Just tell me if he sticks his foot out.
Yeah, he went to trip that person.
He went to trip him.
And then he's also sticking arms out.
He's sticking
to hit
arms,
the
and then once he gets hurt, he spins around. He 100% sticks his damn leg out there trying to trip him.
Well, I'm glad I saw that. Now I know Duke isn't going to win the championship. There's about five teams that I've narrowed it down to, and Duke ain't one of them.
No, Duke ain't one of them. I don't think so either.
You know two of the top teams that have gotten money put on them in Vegas?
Who?
Well, Duke's one of them. And
well, of course, everybody loves Duke.
And Michigan State, surprisingly, at 40-1.
Why?
I don't know.
They're terrible. But yes, it is dangerous. And I did see one suggestion that I kind of liked.
You have to do it with foam pads on your leg.
You don't storm the court. The team goes in the crowd with you. They storm the crowd.
Okay, malice at the palace.
No. When you win, when Wake Forest wins, they run up into the crowd with their crowd instead of the crowd running onto the court.
Yeah. Do you think it gets changed this March Madness?
Look, right. Here's a slow-mo of him sticking his damn leg out. Get ready. Watch him stick it. That dude's past him.
Yeah.
That dude is past him 100%.
Yeah, I agree with you. You act like I'm the court. I'm just saying. I'm not the judge or the jury.
And he's trying to forearm shiver him. Look at him. His forearms. He's trying to forearm shiver the cat, and he misses.
Hell of a job with the video footage, coach.
He misses.
I got slow-mos being played in studio, and the video footage is great from the top.
So don't try to tell me Filipowski's the victim. Filipowski was the aggressor. Mm-hmm. Filipowski got hurt. It ain't the freaking Wake Forest fans' fault, you dumbass Duke of Dukes.
Dude.
But no, we're going to sit here and act like, oh, Filipowski's a victim.
That was the angle on TV. That's what everybody
Of course. You want to know why? Because that's the good narrative. No one takes time to actually look at this damn video and see the guy is already past him. Past him. No one is worried about Filipowski. They're there to celebrate with their team.
These players do some flopping, though. Like LeBron is
Kaylin
known
Clark,
for that.
When they stormed the court, she flopped like a freaking fish.
That's right. She did. I mean, dude, the super athletes, pretty awesome. But damn, they'd love to do some flopping.
Now, I do agree, storming the court, rushing the field is dangerous because these highly competitive athletes just suffered a heartbreaking loss, and you have drunk 19, 20, 20-year-olds, sometimes 48-year-olds that storm the field, and they get in their face, and it's hard to resist not punching that idiot in the mouth. And when they punch him in the mouth, guess what happens? They get in trouble. But I don't like the court storm.
Nailed
but
it.
Filipowski.
Cornfield storm. Which had to break, man.
You think you're done?
No, I lost that. That was our point. Didn't we make it?
We did make
it. Oh.
We made it.
Dude, I wish we had the YouTube ready to go because that's some great footage, but we'd probably get sued for playing it on our YouTube.
Why? No one owns that. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to tell
you. Did you video it?
No.
See, I think that's how people get pulled. Steve will do it. He's no longer allowed on YouTube because I think he used copyright stuff and puts it on his YouTube. That's how you get jacked up. Why is Sore Losers Nation flag flying high? Right, fly it proud, man. Fly that flag. It's because we obey the rules, and we are booming. Big things booming on the YouTube.
And let me tell you, it has been today, I think it's been 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks since the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Have not heard from Batter's Box. But as we were sitting here talking about the court storm, an audio file just came to my phone.
And we're going to play it
right after this
next.
Break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Ray, go live. Go live,
wow.
Ray.
Wow.
Ray, start talking.
This is huge. Here we go. This is never, I've not listened to it. It came in at 12:10 p.m. The time is now 12:21 p.m. That's not right.
See if it'll work.
Yo, just listening to the pod. Hadn't realized it's been a couple weeks or since the Super Bowl since we talked. But yeah, my feelings, pretty devastated. Feel like we're cursed. All the things. Hadn't really paid attention to anything sports related since that Sunday. So, yeah. Starting to come out of it now. But, yeah, if you want to talk, let me know.
That is it. We waited 2 weeks for 22 seconds.
Man, that's a fan right there. But also, is he not familiar with American sports? You can't take 2 weeks off. Like, we're already now ramping up. Hockey's getting into it. Basketball. MLB, if he takes off any more, MLB starts in 3 weeks.
If he takes off any more, he's going to miss all the NFL cuts and the trades.
March Madness!
March Madness. I mean, the poor guy thinks that the only thing that exists is 49ers football. I mean, Travis Kelce has been to Australia and back since we talked.
And also, did we see their quarterback? I told him maybe not on the pod, maybe on the pod when he wasn't on it. Purdy just never seemed like a Super Bowl quarterback. It just wasn't. He was going against the grain to win that Super Bowl.
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't know was he shocked or
the
or
49ers
sad?
Were the favorite.
Tell me he wasn't shocked that they lost.
Shocked. Like, they were up 10 at halftime, Ray.
They were?
Yes.
I didn't really watch the game.
So to act like the 49ers weren't in that game, they went to overtime. They went down and scored a field goal in overtime. They were winning the game in overtime. So to say Brock Purdy's not a Super Bowl quarterback is crazy.
I bet. Are they for sure going with him as their quarterback?
He is the quarterback of the future in San Francisco.
Who decided that, and why did they get rid of Trey Lance?
Because Trey Lance couldn't throw it to a freaking barn. He sucked. He couldn't learn the offense. He was no good.
Didn't the scouts ruin that?
Well, 100%. You got one wrong.
Ray, we miss-scouted Arnold.
That's what happened. You scout, you get it wrong, but you move on. And that's what they did. That's why Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the future. But I'm glad to hear Batter's Box is alive.
That's audio. We need to include that in the title that we heard from Batter's Box. Unearthed audio.
Batter's Box is alive. Now,
this guy right here.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Ray, next segment.
No, it also brings me to my next point about how I always tell you the salary cap in the NFL
is stupid.
It's stupid. It's not real. It's so dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody talking about, oh, they're going to have to cut this player because they don't have room in the salary cap. If they want that player on their football team,
there's a luxury tax.
You will be, not even that. They turn it into a signing bonus. They turn it into a performance bonus. They turn it into a roster bonus. There is always a way to keep the players you want on your roster. Like the Niners. I don't even know who it was. They converted someone's salary into a signing bonus. So now they have $12 million in extra cap space. It's like the salary cap isn't real.
And I don't know how you got on this tangent, but just let me say this. You know how you hear all these experts predict trades that are going to happen?
Yeah.
Or guys are going to go to different teams? It's all just made up, right? Like me right now. I don't know anything about Derrick Henry. And I say, Derrick Henry's going to the Cowboys. Could he go to the Cowboys?
100%.
Exactly. Nobody knows anything. Everybody just says absolute shit. It's all made up. Like right now, who's another guy on the trading block?
Justin Fields. They are saying the team to land him now, the favorite, if you bet it, is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But he could go.
Or maybe it's Atlanta Falcons. I don't know. It was switching.
But it's not a specific place he could go because of money and the salary cap. He could go anywhere.
Right.
He could go to the Titans. Why could he not go to the Titans?
Well, he could.
Players can go anywhere. So these experts get your mind, they make it
but
odds.
They have connections.
What about Dame, when Dame went to the Bucks?
No one. Nobody. There wasn't one rumor about Dame Lillard to the Bucks. It was heat.
For sure
heat. And let me see, heat.
So these experts just say shit. They don't know. The salary cap is made up. Players can go anywhere. Anywhere. LeBron. Oh, his son. I don't know if he's going to make it. Money will find a way. His son will play with LeBron. He can go anywhere.
Yeah, now, that one I don't know.
Yeah, because that one's tough.
He's averaging 5 points.
He's not that great, huh?
He's averaging 5 points a game.
Like, they say he's going to make the league.
The only way he makes the league is because he's LeBron's kid.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
Sort
of like Antetokounmpo, whatever.
Brother.
His brother. But then I saw someone go online saying, I think it was Dame, saying, do you guys realize how good he really is? He'd whoop all your ass. He'd whoop so many people in one-on-one.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay, maybe. He probably, I mean, compared to the average person, he's probably good at basketball. But does he deserve an NBA roster spot? Or is that roster spot there because he's his brother?
Right. That's why I love little, you know, there's the greasing of the pig. I don't love it. I don't love that.
I don't mind it. So, I think it's funny.
Right, it's funny, but Bronny and his son will play together because there's grease that goes around.
It's like Dennis Rodman when he used to play. That dude that he would bring with him, I don't even remember his damn name. Some white guy that sat on the end of the bench.
Judd Bushler?
No, Judd Bushler was good. Dennis Rodman, hold on. Rodman, white guy who was always on team. Always on his team.
It wasn't Kerr, was it?
No. What is his name? Okay.
Was it the tall dude?
No, man. What was his name? Jack Haley. Jack Haley. Whoa, he's dead. Whoa. Rest in peace, Jack Haley. Damn. I mean, let me check out Jack Haley. That's him, dude. Jack Haley. He's dead, man.
Well,
that took a turn. He was a good friend with Dennis Rodman. He was on a lot of his teams.
Wow. But yeah, that was just me wrapping a bow on your little segment of where players are going and salary cap. It's all shit. So you hear a guy on the TV, thinks he's an expert. Henry can go anywhere. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to sound like an expert and say he's going to Miami. That would be totally unlikely because they have A-Chain and they have, don't they have Mustard too?
Yeah, I think Henry to the Ravens makes so much sense.
Yeah, because they're because
J.K. Dobbins tears his ACL or Achilles every year.
Correct.
And they like to run the ball.
Gus Edwards wasn't
impressive. Yeah, he's fine. But Derrick Henry is badass.
When is that rumor going to start to ramp up? Do we just wait for the TV to create it, or do we start the rumor? When does the media and TV tell us to start talking about that? Because he basically damn near said goodbye to Nashville.
Oh, he's gone. He ain't coming back.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Why don't we not ramp up this rumor?
Whenever the combine happens, that's when it starts.
Tomorrow.
Is today Tuesday? Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah. You had a 1 in 7 chance.
But they're not. And then, hey, Caleb Williams. I mean, it's obvious. Well, it's not obvious. Everything is he's going to the Bears because Justin Fields unfollowed the Bears on Instagram. And he said, look, just because you don't follow him doesn't mean you're not messing with the girl. So he still wants to be in Chicago. But he said he wants it to end. He wants it to be over. But everything is, oh, it's going to be Caleb Williams. I hope it's Caleb Williams. I don't want Justin Fields. Get him out of here. Bye, bye, bye.
You just need new. I didn't think Fields was that bad.
Right, but he's already so far into his contract that we're going to have to pay him. We're not going to win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. So start over with Caleb Williams, where we have him under control for 5 years. That's all I want.
Okay.
That's it.
That
Give
was
me
a great
Caleb
explanation.
Williams. And how does Vegas know, though, about his odds to go to the next team?
Because they know where a position needs to be filled, where there is maybe a little bit of money that can be there. Rumors. But you can also not put that much money on it, so it's kind of a novelty bet. They're not going to let you put $100,000 on it.
That's true.
Like Vegas doesn't care about $10,000. They don't care if you have inside information.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when we come back, you said you've narrowed it down to 5 college basketball teams.
Yeah, and I also have that show I was watching.
Oh, we'll do the show first. That's more important. All right, we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
What's the new show?
It is called, let me get it right.
What is it on? Where did you watch it?
It's on TikTok. It's called Did I Marry?
Oh, my God.
You heard about this?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, but I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
We watched it the whole weekend. There's 51 episodes. I'd like to say each one is 10 minutes. It takes 8 hours to get through it. So do the math, whatever that is.
So you watched this girl on TikTok.
I didn't really know what she looked like for a lot of the time. I was just listening to it. You can just listen.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me more.
It was just fascinating. I mean, you can tell what the story's about, I would be so much better on this board if it was in front of me. Who the did I marry? I just listened to it. But yeah, this title tells you all about it. Who the did I marry? Who the is it? Which means there was lying, deceit, all of that, you know. If you're questioning who is this person, then that tells you everything that is involved in that. It's awesome. Dude, this lady lays out her entire relationship for the world to see and hear. Did she get a bunch of free shit because of it? Yeah. She's gifted so much stuff. But she told a story that made her look horrible. She was so embarrassed. She got and just laid it all out for the world to see.
Okay.
Her entire relationship just laid bare in 8 hours of explaining it because it was that many twists and turns. Phenomenal. Listen to it the whole weekend. You can watch it. I listened.
It was that good.
It was really good. It's pretty good. I thought she lost her way. It was money. Money up until about 25. You get next 10 kind of lost their way. Where she's giving like too much emotion. She's like, when I tell y'all this, man, when I tell y'all, I mean, it was like too much emotion. I'm like, just give me the facts. Just hit me with it. Dude, the first 25, she just lays it out. It's just like boom, boom, boom. No BS. No, like, click the next slide and then subscribe, guys, and then you're going to go ahead and get the third story. But it's all in part. She's like, in part two, who the fuck did I marry? And then she goes to it.
Since it's not a spoiler, the first episode, tell me what she says. What gets me hooked?
Just that, well, she told
me. How long was she married?
Less than a year.
Okay.
She starts it off saying he's a pathological liar, and I'm going to break it all down to you. And it's sad because that is a condition that people have. No, you don't feel bad for the guy, but she goes, he was a compulsive pathological liar. So when I tell you that his life was lying, it's a real condition that people go through. And that's honestly what that guy dealt with. Not that it pains him, but when you lie, it just becomes your life. And that's what that guy did. So she's like, you're about to hear, I'm going to look, myself look stupid, but I'm just going to lay it all out there.
Okay.
When you're in love, relationships, careful with these dating apps. Sometimes when you're in love, dude, you just don't see the forest through the trees. And she's like, here it all is.
Damn.
At the risk of making myself look stupid, I'm going to tell this story. But it was very wise. She got free shit, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. She probably made a lot of money, huh?
Oh, she made tons of money. They said she made like $200,000 because you get paid for TikTok or something. But, and then all kinds of companies offered her trips and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. But, I mean, it changed her life, dude. I mean, she dealt with hell. I mean, this dude, it's scary, dude. I mean, it's still going on, so.
Like, what did he do?
I don't know.
Right.
I because of the Big Show, I don't like to spoil or whatever, so we don't do that spoiler.
Okay.
Thing. It's just a pathological liar, bad dude. Both still exist in the world. They're no longer married. But, I mean, you're still putting yourself out there. Like, if I talked a bunch of shit about you, you could come after me.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
So, I mean, hey, you got $200,000, but good luck going out your back door at night.
Well, speaking of married, Travis Burleson on the Facebook page, Sore Losers Podcast, has a great question. F, marry, kill for Sis and Raymundo. Justin, Sam Hunt, Johnny Football. Who you effing, who you marrying, who you killing?
Marrying Justin, effing Sam Hunt, and then killing Manziel.
Why?
I can do away with Manziel. Even though he was in Nashville this weekend.
What?
He was partying with skis. What spot was he at? It almost looked like Old Glory. He was in some bar. Leave it to the famous celebrities that have access to bars that I've never seen before in Nashville, and I live here. He looked like he was at Old Glory or something.
Don't know what that is.
Some underground bar that Overton told me about one time. The average person wouldn't know about it. You just go into a bar and it just happens to be downstairs. No name, no publicizing, no advertising. It just exists.
Damn.
I know, but I believe it was something like that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I saw that and I thought it was a good little segue because you started talking about Mary. Now, do you want to tell your five teams that can win the national title in college basketball? Because I was ready to crown UConn. Then they get blown out by Creighton.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean anything, though.
And then Creighton loses to St. John's. College basketball makes no damn sense.
Okay, go ahead and put down Kentucky. Put them down.
Okay.
Bro, they're scoring 130 a game.
No, they scored it one time.
This has never been seen before. If they keep going at that rate, you can't keep up with them. That's NBA-style basketball. And that's the same style of basketball when they blew the doors off of Auburn.
Okay. They scored 117. Auburn, they scored 70. So they've scored 117 one time against Alabama. They average about 70 points a game.
I'm just saying at the rate that they score, you got to put Kentucky on the list.
Okay, Kentucky's on the list.
All right, UConn.
They look good.
Same nucleus as last year, that Newton Castle guy.
The Klingling guy. Yep. I mean, he's real good.
They got a guy that shoots threes, white dude. He's good. And what I noticed about their team.
Surapin or Sir, whatever. Kerrigan.
The sign of a good team isn't three-star players. It's having about seven guys. Any one of the number of them can go off for 15. If you look at their roster, they have got a solid seven guys any night about three of them can get 15. You'll have a standout guy. You'll be like, what happened to Castle? Oh, he took that one off. Spencer, I think, is the other guy. The big white guy is always putting up 16.
Oh, big white guy. I mean, how do you guard him?
So put them on the list.
Got it.
So we got UConn. We got Kentucky. Houston or Arizona, both almost similar teams. I'm going to say Arizona just because they're bigger.
Okay.
So give me Arizona. So we got Kentucky. We got Arizona. In Arizona, do they have the Kerr kid?
No, I think he left.
Oh.
Well, I think he went to West Virginia. I don't know.
I'm going to take
they
that.
They got Caleb Love.
That's what it is. So we've got Arizona, Kentucky, and UConn. So that leaves place for two more teams. Yeah, you at one point said Marquette.
Now that was like week one of the season. Now I don't believe Marquette can win it.
Purdue cannot win it.
No. They can't win it.
There's no 7-foot guy going to win it in March.
I agree with you.
So you got to look to teams like Auburn and Alabama. Tennessee ain't going to win it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, Tennessee's really good. Tennessee is really freaking good.
Well, do they need to be added? Because I got three. I got Arizona.
Arkansas may win the NIT. I don't know. The CBI, the College Basketball Invitational, because they're not going to make the NIT. They're going to make the tournament below that.
So we got UConn, we got Arizona, we got Kentucky.
And you said Bama.
And a Bama or an Auburn.
Damn.
I like a Bama just because they really do fly. And they beat A&M by 30 one game. A&M, pretty damn good team.
You're interesting. Your list is interesting.
I wouldn't say Bama and Auburn, but just give me a Bama. That's four, and then is the fifth, Tennessee.
Okay.
There you go. That's your five. It'll be one of those five teams. I didn't want to say Tennessee because they're my team, and honestly, I haven't watched them that many times.
I will give you the three teams.
I need to ramp up, actually, and go watch them in person a little bit. But
the three – oh, yeah, they'll be here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Three teams I think can win it. UConn, because they are badass.
Yes.
They are so freaking good.
Except for that one time they got beat by 20 at Creighton.
That one game.
Yeah.
They had won so many in a row that, I mean, I give them a little bit of a pass. Number two, Tennessee. They are freaking good. They're tough. That guy can shoot.
They have size, and they have that lefty that looks like Manu Ginobili.
Yes, and then but then they got Krychuk. Credit, whatever his name.
They got the point guard that's been there for 10 years.
Ziggler. He's so good.
I call him Little Ziggy 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 Zay Say I.
Because he is good.
Yeah.
And the third and final team.
My Kansas.
The Houston Cougars. They are awesome.
They're shorter, though.
They are tough, physical, and they play hard. Their defense is locked down.
They're shorter than Purdy.
That's okay. Those are the three teams. Jamal Shedd and company. Those are the three teams that can win the national title. That's it. Those are my picks.
Do we have time for text from Justin?
Yeah. Would you like to do some text from Justin? You got to pull it up?
No, I got it right here.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
And we'll do text from Justin. Go for it.
Text from Justin, now that I live on the north side, he lives on the west side, he's still having trouble understanding I don't live in his part of the town. This isn't going to make sense. Some of these aren't going to make sense. They didn't even make sense to me. I can't read the first one.
Oh.
I mean, I don't even know we should do them because they make no sense. Bro, this is what I get. This is what I woke up to.
Okay.
This is what I woke up to this morning. Look at this.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Okay, and that's then we're having an issue with AT&T Verizon. Images aren't downloading. Oh, he took a screenshot of his bet. Oh, now it all makes sense.
Okay.
All right. He goes, I was doing... Again, this is just random. This isn't answering questions. I was doing nothing. I was down at the Cumberland fishing dead bodies out for local authorities, mostly using spoons and treble hooks on 40-pound test line. He's talking fishing. I didn't respond, and then he hits me with this. You're a countryman now, and you don't even know how to artificially inseminate a goat. This is, again, a text from him without a text back from me. Anyone can dig a ditch for 6 months, but have you ever snapped a stallion off that will eventually produce a Triple Crown winner? The answer is no.
Oh, man, he does not like you living in the country.
This is the big finish. He yesterday at 10:50 p.m., he said, $1,500 he won in gambling yesterday alone. I bought some hot wings to celebrate. And I responded this morning at 1:49 a.m. Picture isn't coming through. AT&T has a big glitch. But now I'm able to see it. He did his double-double at NBA for 200 and hit for 570. And he did another one for 200. Three double-doubles. I don't know the guys. It just says yes, yes, yes. For 982. He won 1,500 in one day. Wow. And he said he got hot wings to celebrate.
And we'll check in on Wednesday when he gave all 1,500 back.
No. He plays it smart, dude. He'll cash out a 1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
We used to pay our rent like that.
That's smart. All right. Happy Monday, guys. I'm going to go get a nap in, dude.
Whew. Well, I think I narrowed it down to 5 teams. You narrowed it down to 3. I think we did decent.
Yeah.
Did Kentucky beat Alabama, though, this weekend?
Yeah.
Damn it. See, I didn't want them then.
No, it's okay, because Kentucky and Alabama both suck.
Kentucky is going to make a run. I'm telling you, dude. I've never seen that style of basketball since the NBA a night ago. Dude, they fly.
I love them at the beginning of the season. When they played Kansas, I said, damn, they are really good. But now I watch them, I'm like, they're not very good. They don't play very good defense.
They don't.
And that's, I think you have to play defense in the NCAA tournament because your depth, you're not used to shooting. At home, you can shoot well. On the road, it changes everything. It's so weird. People get comfortable and it doesn't work out. So I'm gonna go with that. I'm going with Kentucky ain't very good. Maybe I'm crazy.
I'm notating mine. Kentucky.
Okay.
Alabama, even though that's not a really great.
Bengals. T. Higgins, franchise tag. He's going nowhere. He'll be a Bengal next year. They're running it back. There you go.
Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, UConn. Oh, and then I said Arizona. And you said Tennessee.
UConn, Houston.
But, I mean, even if we are right, it's not that impressive. We picked favorites.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, why is Vegas picking Michigan State?
No one's at 40 times your money. Vegas is not. Idiots are doing that.
Bro, true. True.
That's what it is. It's not Vegas. Vegas has them at 40-1. Vegas knows they suck. That's all I know.
Cappy literally just hit me with this. Sports gambling starts in North Carolina on March 11th.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. UConn's currently the favorite to win the championship. Purdue is second at 6 times your money.
Purdue sucks.
Kansas at 20 times and Michigan State 40 times account for more than 1/6 of the market handle.
Damn.
Those are your boys,
dude. It's UConn, Houston and Purdue, Tennessee, Arizona, Auburn, North Carolina, Kansas, Iowa State, Marquette.
Damn it. That's who I was going to say, but I already left him off.
Who?
North Carolina. Because they got that Colby White kid. I think that's his name.
And no, Colby White plays for the Chicago Bulls. He used to play for them.
Baycock.
They got Baycock. He's been there for about 7 years.
This is 10.
RJ Davis has been there for about 52 years. So, yeah, they're solid. But Kansas can't win it because they don't have enough depth.
Well, and you've watched them all year and said that about them, so that's why I didn't pick them.
I've said it from the beginning, guys. They're not that good. They don't have anybody that can shoot. They play 6 guys. 7 sometimes, and the 7 guys, the 2 off the bench, 3 off the bench, they don't do anything. They trip over their own dicks. That's what they do. It's amazing. We have 5 guys that can play basketball. We finally moved Furphy into the starting lineup, and he's really good. Timberlake, I mean, he's balding, but he's got a nice solid mustache, and that's about all he does. So, we out.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe Batter's Box is alive, dude. That's wild. It's good to hear from him.
Tell me this. Does he work from home or does he drive to work?
No, he works from home, man.
It's a life.
It is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.